Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Up 4-0 with Scooble on the mound. Should have been easy. Yep. Wasn't easy. Tigers still find a way to win. Dan Dickerson on the call. This Tigers team's awesome. It's refreshing how they handle adversity. Parker Meadows and Matt Vierling are playing in AAA right around the corner. Mize on the mend, tracking for Saturday. Mm-hmm. Jake Rogers already back. Like anybody who thought, boy, this hot start's not sustainable. Reinforcements are on the way, and they handle all of the adversity that baseball throws their way.
Still best record of Major League Baseball, and I think we should at this time welcome two other teams finally to the 30-win mark.
Oh, okay.
Who's here now? The Tigers are at 32 now. Now we will welcome the Philadelphia Phillies and the LA Dodgers. They have finally hit 30 wins as well.
They got their invite. We can let them in. Mm-hmm. Okay, through the velvet rope. The Tigers feel like they could hit on 18 and get a three. Like everything has come up their way, and I'm not trying to take it away and call it lucky. I think they have made a lot of their own luck this season. John, they're up 5 games in the division. Do you see them going wire to wire? And if not, this is for everybody. If not, what's the biggest challenge that they'll face? The thing that could trip them up? Is it a division foe? Is it this Baez thing not being real? This Torkelson thing not being real? Is it the bullpen? I know there's been a lot of chatter about the bullpen lately. So just the first question is, wire to wire, do you see it?
I do. And so I'll answer both questions at the same time. I do see them going wire to wire because I don't think Minnesota is going to be consistent enough. They've been very streaky. And same thing with Cleveland. Kansas City, they've been good on the mound, but they've been very ineffective or inconsistent at the plate. And so I don't see any of those teams putting together a run at any point this season to contend for what the Tigers are doing. And I think the Tigers, they can base it on performance, whether it's on the mound, it's at the plate, or it's defensively in the field. They've just been very consistent. They're not doing anything that is record-breaking. They're not doing anything that is, like, Torque is not at 17 home runs right now. He's just been really consistent
in
terms of power. Yeah, chugging along. This is a team that just chugging along. And to answer both questions at one time, I think the one thing that is a concern is the bullpen.
Okay.
And this might be, when you're talking about a good team, you start nitpicking.
Yes.
It may be a little nitpicky, but in the end, it's also the easiest thing at the trade deadline for them to be able to add.
Right.
So you can have these concerns, and it may cost them a game or two along the way, but eventually I would expect Scott Harris to address that one concern, not necessarily that's because it's my concern. I think it is
the obvious thing.
The obvious thing.
But you got to be careful using the word concern. People are going to twist our words. You got to call it a challenge, John. Okay, an obstacle challenge, for whatever. This team. You can't have concerns about this baseball team. But I get your point. Like Tyler Holton is just one guy to use as an example. Yeah. Tyler Holton last year was their most valuable player not named Scooble or Riley Green, the two All-Stars. Mm-hmm. He was number three in WAR on their team. And you go, really? A relief pitcher? Well, yeah, he pitched like almost 100 innings, and he was the face of chaos. He'd start games. He'd pitch bulk two innings at a time. He'd close games out. Tyler Holton, he doesn't throw 99, 100 miles an hour. He's in the low 90s. And I don't know if we're starting to see the exposure teams are figuring him out. He has struggled. The last nine outings, his ERA is almost 7. Batters are hitting 340. He gave up a run last night. Yeah. Gave up the lead last night. He is one of a couple guys in the bullpen that have been shaky lately.
And so that's why I say it's I try and qualify it by saying it's nitpicky. I get that.
Yeah.
Because in large part, the bullpen has been sufficient throughout the course of this season to this point.
Yeah, you look up the numbers, they have one of the best bullpen ERAs in all of baseball. But if you look at the month of May, it's over 4.
Right.
So there are some things to look at.
Right. And so you look at the month of May, okay, you know, it's Trey Sweeney, who's had a great month of May. Riley Green had a great month of May. Javi, great month of May. And then you look at the bullpen, not a great month of May. But this is where this team has been consistent. When one facet of the team is not holding up their end of the bargain, as you would hope, another facet steps up and covers them.
Great example of that would be, remember when Riley Green was slumping bad? Mm-hmm. It was like 1-30 with like 20-some strikeouts. It's just brutal. Torkelson was as hot as he had been all season. They were we joked you couldn't have him going at the same time. Well, Tork will drive in all the runs one night. Green will drive in all the runs almost another night. They pick each other up. And and that's deeper than just those two. It's up and down the baseball team. I don't think Javi's going to hit 300. He's dipped below 300 now.
Yeah.
I mean, the advanced numbers would suggest he's going to take a step back. Well, it's a good thing that Parker Meadows is right around the corner. You know what I mean? Like it seems like they have answers before the problems even arise.
Well, and some of it's just I keep calling him a wizard, the wizardry of A.J. Hinch. And somewhat Scott Harris, because, you know, A.J. Hinch is not the one that's pulling up Akil Badu at the right moment. And by the way, another great catch. I mean, it's remarkable. And it's on the heels of a dud on Monday, what happens with the leadoff hitter last night? Kerry Carpenter goes yard.
Yep.
And sets the tone for this team. And for a Scooble start, before he even takes the mound, they've got a 1-0 lead.
Look, last night you got your Scooble start, which a little bit of a mixed bag. He was cruising, right? I mean, he's throwing 100 mile an hour on the black. He's got 8 strikeouts, 1 walk. And then that 6th inning, they tried to give him every chance to finish out that inning. He didn't go 6 and gave up the 3. But this team found a way to even rally when Scooble wasn't peak Scooble. So the question is wire to wire. They're up 5 games in the division. They got the Guardians coming into town later this week. If you don't think they're going wire to wire, it's okay. We're not going to send you out of town. But you got to help us understand what's the thing that you would trip them up. What's the challenge, the biggest challenge this team has to face if they're going to go wire to wire? All right, people, wake up. I know it's gloomy out there. We got a baseball team in first place with a 5-game cushion and the Guardians coming to town later this week. The question is, are you bold enough to say they'll go wire to wire, stay in first place the whole way? And there's reason to believe it. They have handled everything that's been thrown their way. They lose 3 center fielders before the year starts. They're going to rely on Javi Baez and Spencer Torkelson. Well, if that's not going to last, Vierling and Meadows are right around the corner. They lost their catcher, Jake Rogers. Dingler stepped in, and I would argue he should stay the starting catcher with how well Dingler had played. Mm-hmm. They've handled adversity the whole way. Mize is on the IL. Well, he's tracking to come back this weekend. The Olsen thing, it's not believed to be serious. It's one finger inflammation, 15 days. They've done a really nice job handling the ups and downs of a Major League Baseball season so far. We know there will be more challenges, and we've asked you guys, what is the biggest challenge they'll face if they're going to go wire to wire? So we want to hear from Tiger fans this morning. Come on, guys, let's go. 248-539-9797. John, you are bold enough to say wire to wire.
Yeah, I think they're going wire to wire. And I cannot wait for Thursday to get here. And I don't want to overlook, I love the fact that we've got a, you know, afternoon ball game today. We get a chance to see him today early on. But I can't wait for the division matchup with Cleveland. Part of it is the anger I have of being knocked out of the postseason from last year. It's an opportunity to, and I don't necessarily know that Cleveland is their biggest threat this year, but it is a division rival. And it's an opportunity to create some more space between you and another division opponent.
So Cleveland's not even the team in second in the division today.
Not anymore. No,
it's actually Minnesota, who has won 9 of their last 10. Cleveland's 5.5 back, and they have a negative run differential. I know it's been a story all year. How do they have a winning record?
Right.
What kind of devil magic, I think, is a phrase Benetti used. How are they able to stay in this fight? The Tigers are the better baseball team. I can't tell you how this series is going to go coming up. I happen to think the Tigers will take care of business. But they've already built some separation. And I expect as more gets thrown their way, they'll handle it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So the biggest obstacle, you mentioned bullpen. Ticket Texture says the hardest thing is going to be when Meadows comes back and Vierling as well. They're already in a groove. I was mad the Dingler may get less playing time. He was great. How do they juggle all these guys? Is that really a challenge for this baseball team? It's a good thing that they have too many good players.
It's a good thing, and that's where it's going to be on AJ Hinch to navigate the psychology of this team. And I think part of why this team is successful and part of why it's the sacrifice of Javi Baez saying, I'll play any position. And he's gone in center field and he's been great.
Yep.
Now Parker Meadows comes back. He's a center fielder, right? You're not going to play him at third base, right? He doesn't have that flexibility, but if you have a third base issue, all of a sudden you put Javi over there and maybe things get better at third base.
Yeah, so they've band-aided third base, right? I mean, Jace Young for a hot sec wasn't getting it done. McKinstry's played a little more third. Ibanez can play some third. Javi could always go back to third, although I think he's played so well in the outfield, you want to keep him out there. Think about the defensive outfield that has both Javi and Parker Meadows in the outfield.
The range that those guys will have and the way that they've been playing. I think it's exciting to think of where they are, but it's a team that is developing some stars, but they don't have the star mentality where, hey, AJ, wherever you need me is where I'll play today. And I'm going to have fun doing it, and we're going to win.
no one's saying you can't pinch hit for me, because they trust that the supercomputer brain that AJ has already figured it out.
They don't have what's going on in Boston where, well, I was supposed to be the third baseman, now I was the second baseman. You told me to, you want me to only hit? Okay, I can only hit, but you want me to go to first base now? No, I'm not doing it. Like, we don't have any of those guys, like Devers, where they told him, okay, you're just going to hit this year. You're just going to be the DH. They ask him to do something else, and he says no. Like, we don't have that on this team. So with those guys coming back, Meadows and Vierling, I don't anticipate there's going to be anybody that says, I don't anticipate Javi going, no, I should still be the center fielder. Why are you moving me?
Unselfish group. Texter says they still need a stud or two for the bullpen. That's the biggest thing that could trip them up.
Agree.
Yeah, I think that's pretty clear here. Guys, Tigers are playing great, but it's early. So much could happen. A 5-game lead is great to have, but it's not that much. Let's enjoy it.
Okay, we are enjoying it.
I hate when people tell you to enjoy it. We are enjoying it.
Yeah, we're enjoying every minute of it, and I think we're going to enjoy more of it. And
enjoy it more, though, John.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying it enough yet?
I'm over the it's still early, because it's not 10 games.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, 20 games. We've passed the 40-game mark. We've done all that. We've hit all those landmarks, and this team has shown that they can be consistent.
Parker Meadows doesn't tear it up, guys. He was a 245 hitter last season. Okay, this is the definition of no context. How about when he came up? Wasn't he like a 290 hitter with speed and gold glove defense? We're really going to downplay Parker Meadows?
And I know Tom always talks about the record that the Tigers had when Parker Meadows was available last year. And he did come up. This is where I think you're still going to see Javi in center field.
Yes.
Because Parker Meadows is a high-test guy. He's probably going to have a tweaked hamstring, which he did last year almost immediately after he came up. So you're going to protect him and allow him to still get his footing. He's doing it at the minor league level right now. That's why they have those trips down there to ramp them up to major league activity. But as soon as they get here, it's not, hey, you're our everyday center fielder for the next 120 games.
What is it with people like that? Like, seriously, we get complaints like when we nitpick apart Tigers after the Rangers series.
That's right? That's earnest.
And exactly. It's like, how do you not know that Meadows was so much better statistically when he came back up the second half? He was hitting under 100 when he went down.
Yeah.
He was a different player.
He was a winning player.
If the second half Meadows comes back, that's going to help this team.
Yeah. And look, I think to John's point, Javi should probably still be playing some center against lefties. But it's going to be great if you've got two plus center fielders, and occasionally they share the outfield. Someone says this lineup still, that they don't fully buy in. They think we're going to get a slump at some point, a lengthy slump for the majority of the guys. And if the offense can't get going, the team could go on a prolonged skid. That could cost them their lead in this division. That's their biggest hurdle.
So every time we get to two losses in a row,
rare.
I'm curious, like, is this going to be the skid? Because we kind of always have, at some point they're going to lose more than two in a row.
Because what are they pacing for? Like 110 wins? Like,
that's
not
going
to happen. Exactly. That's guys. Yeah. They're going to have to lose a little more than they are right now, unless they're going to be one of those teams.
So let's put it into context. They're pacing for 107 wins. Now we know what 84 was. 104. They started out 35-5. Do you think that this team is going to have a better record than the 84 team?
I don't.
No. I don't either.
But now we're not enjoying it enough, and we're haters. Like, it's so weird the space you get into.
I wouldn't completely write off 100 wins yet. I don't think they'll get it, but I'm open to the possibility of it happening.
Sure. I'm not going to write it off until it's done.
Yeah, have some fun with that. I wanted you guys jumping in the mix. We want to hear your phone calls. Wire to wire, what's the biggest thing that would trip them up? Greg and Shelby, you're on 97.1.
Hey, you guys. Good morning. Boom shakalaka. Yes, I believe like John, they will go wire to wire. Everyone's picking each other up. I want my little penguin to be the catcher because that glove placement. I want him and Dingler to go back and forth. You guys, we're going places. We're going places.
I think we both want to know who the penguin is. Did we miss something?
Jake Rogers.
Okay. Does he waddle like a penguin?
Yeah, I think he waddles, but I'll never forget when he ran home the inside the park home run and the way he splayed himself on the ground. I just fell in love with him right then and there.
Okay. All right, I get it.
All right.
Yeah, you connected the dots for us. Thank you.
It makes a little more sense. Yeah. Appreciate the thoughts today. Like, I've seen people call him the Lorax on the ticket text. I hadn't heard Penguin.
No, but I'll take it. I mean, I don't know that he necessarily waddles, but I get the splaying on the ground.
Just kind of laying out. Yeah. All right.
Oxygen, please.
There you go. Lincoln is next up in Fenton. Good morning, Lincoln. You're on 97.1.
What's going on, guys?
So how's it going?
Why the Tigers are going to go wire to wire is because of the vibes. Oh. It has nothing to do with the stats, nothing to do with anything like that. This team wants to pick each other up. They want to play for each other. And they're vibing right now, and they're going to keep vibing all season. And it's baseball magic. That's what's going on in Detroit. And I want to shout out Jed UK on Twitter, this guy in the UK who stays up till 2 a.m. in the morning watching the Tigers. He's going to his first Tigers game this weekend. So let's get them a sweep for him.
John, are you familiar with this Twitter account? I'm chronically on Twitter, so I know who this guy is. And yeah, he's a Twitter Tiger celebrity. He's going to be in the States. He's in the States now. He'll be at the Cleveland games.
Oh, okay.
So shout out to Jed.
All right. Yeah. Jed, what's his handle?
At Tigers JUK. He just shouted it out. Tom in Walled Lake. But before we move to Tom, vibes. Is that a valid reason? Because it feels like vibes are at an all-time high with this team. And something to be said about the mentality of this baseball team, where they pick each other up and they never get down. They never wallow.
So you can call it whatever you want. And we're talking about challenges versus, what's going to hold this team. But it's all semantics. When you're talking about vibes, what I hear is this is a team that's playing with a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
And I would agree that confidence matters. Confidence matters in every single sport. And when you lose that confidence, and I don't know if this team ever has, but there have been moments where they could have, starting out 0-3, it's a shot to your confidence. Now you're playing against the defending world champ, so you got to take a little context there, but then you get, pasted by the Rangers, or you have a game on Monday where it could take a shot at your confidence, but how do they respond?
Always they respond.
Kerry Carpenter. first at bat.
Settle in.
Boom, gone.
Here we go.
They have always been able to respond. Now the test is going to be when they have a 3-game losing streak. That's where I want to see where is the confidence of this team and how do they recover.
Let us know, wire to wire for this baseball team. They're in first place. Do you think they carry it the rest of the way here? They have a 5-game cushion. If you don't, let us know the thing that would be their biggest challenge. If you do, there's still some things you're keeping an eye on. The biggest challenge this team will face, is it bats cooling off? Is it a bullpen? Is it a key injury that, can you knock on wood, keep Riley Green healthy for a full year? Kerry Carpenter, keep him healthy a whole season. Is it someone in the division you think that could wake up and challenge them? Let us know. It's 97.1.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.